Whoa! Yes, bitches!
Yeah. That mask.
That's from the dead.
Yeah. It's him. It's really him.
Oh. Shout out to all my mask off boys.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That mask is terrifying.
Yeah. What are we terrified?
Oh, my God. That was
the
so
mask
unexpected.
Mask is keeping me alive right now.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. What's that made out of? Nylon?
Steel.
Oh, well, my God. Dude, you look like a whole different person.
I saw a tweet that said, running. From SBK, but I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know.
I ran in.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I actually saw him in Bone TV beforehand too, and I was keeping it. I was keeping the whole thing hush hush.
Well done. You guys got me.
So I'm breaking doctor's orders.
All right.
Oh yeah. How do you look great, man?
Down 20 pounds.
Congratulations.
Dude, I lost 20 pounds between weigh in at surgery and somewhere in between. I don't know why. I've been eating everything. Like everything.
Yeah, of course.
I got kicked out of El Cap.
Would you ask for a drink refill?
No, I didn't touch anything. I was in the parking lot. They had to bring the food out. I can't go around. I'm bad, man.
Yeah.
I'm paranoid. I keep the sanitizer.
Sure.
Me and Seth are now Sandy Bros.
Yeah, man.
What's going on?
No, you know, just hanging out and doing the show. Realizing I moved into a new place without having the water turned on, so I can't shower tonight.
Oh.
Yeah. You can't flush toilets.
You can't just go out and
I don't know. I don't trust
shower
myself.
At the gym.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that.
I got an idea. You've got the pond out back.
Right.
Start a fire.
Yeah.
Get a bucket of water.
Right.
Boil it.
All right.
And then bathe in it.
All right. Thanks for your idea.
Why don't you get your neighbor, right?
Yeah.
Are you cool with either one of the neighbors?
No. I just said good morning to him yesterday.
Okay.
That's all.
This is perfect. Introduce right. yourself and ask them if you can hook your water hose up.
Perfect.
And hose it through the window. Have Xander hose you down and you hose him down. And then, you know, you're good to go. Lather up.
They go crap in a bucket instead. Dude, you look amazing.
Thanks, man. I feel good.
Oh, my gosh.
I had to come up and talk to... what's his name?
The Holy Emperor John Brennan.
Yeah, John Brennan. I had to pick up some packages and stuff like right. that. But I wanted to come by and just say what's up, man.
I'm glad you did.
Yeah, good to see you, man.
You have a cool looking scar?
Cool, no. Yeah. It'll never be cool. It looks like somebody like slashed me from my belly from here to right where my action starts.
Okay.
Yeah, but
because Xander's scar is the same way, except his is a little more sideways. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a. It hurts to laugh, cough, and sneeze.
Try not to do either of those.
Well, the laughing is hard,
right.
not to laugh. But I'm at home bored.
I bet.
It's such an interesting, you know, time because you obviously feel so much better and you feel great, but you're trapped. That you're like you're not really supposed to be out. So
right.
What are you watching shows? Are you playing games?
I'm okay. Video games. I'm back on the video games.
Good. What are you playing?
Right now, I'm playing Tom Clancy. Some kind of recon,
okay.
which I'm bad at,
right?
Because recon's supposed to be sneaky, and I'm shooting everybody, blowing my cover, crashing helicopters.
Oh yeah,
playing Call of Duty. I like the shooter games, and also playing NHL 17.
All right,
what else? That's it.
All right, yeah. and your diet. I know that you said you were going to go stay on the diet that you had been on. Mm-hmm. I imagine that's probably out the window.
No, I'm still staying on the diet, but. Here's the deal. My parents are staying with me right now, so I'm taking advantage of my mom's home cooking.
Mm. Yeah.
Tonight, by special request, mom's spaghetti.
Mom's spaghetti.
The first thing. I was like, make that spaghetti. So that's it, man. I'm just. It's weird because, like John said, like I can't really be around people. I have to pick and choose.
Right.
And I chose poorly. First time I went out of house, I mean, I'm just like paranoid. Like,
yeah.
Oh, my God. I can see all the dirt. Everything just seems filthy. I don't want to touch it. And I had to go to Target.
Ooh.
I went to Target. It was late, right before they closed, so there weren't a lot of people in there. And I'm going, and then all of a sudden, Hoppy rolls up.
No way.
Yeah, Hoppy's the first person that saw me.
Oh, my gosh.
I saw him in Target.
He's like, hey, bro.
And I had a mask on, too, and I'm like, oh, people stare at you.
I bet.
They just look at you like, what the heck? I have another mask that's black, and it has two ports on it, and I'm talking... straight up Bane.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I feel crazy in the mask.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's somewhat abnormal to see someone in a mask, but I saw someone in Bed Bath & Beyond with the mask on, and then I thought, well, maybe they're like Kevin, and they have a compromised immune system, and they're just not supposed to be breathing other people's nasty-ass germs.
I'm trying to not get I'm trying to get permission to lose the mask, but it's gonna be a couple more weeks before I can lose the mask.
Now, did you have
weird.
To make
I feel
that?
Like a prisoner. Huh?
Do you have to make that Steelers mask?
No, I got it off of Etsy.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty damn cool.
I was like, I gotta wear a mask all the time. I might as well represent.
Oh yeah.
But when you wear any type of mask with any type of organization on it, you're picking sides. And people treat you funny, and you need to find out if your doctor is a Patriots fan, if the nurse, because all of that stuff matters.
For sure.
Yeah, so I've gotten some dirty looks of people looking at me and grabbing the kids, but you know that's just a Tuesday.
Man, that is it is amazing to see you. I was totally not expecting this, and SDK rolls up in the studio.
Yeah, man, I just wanted to come in and say what's up.
How is Brian doing? I don't know if we mentioned it on the air, but I saw a week after the surgery, he ran 3 miles.
Yeah,
what?
Let me tell you. He ran 3 miles, dude. And his surgery was more intense than mine.
Right.
He was in more pain than me. He didn't take any pain pills because he's just like, oh, I'll just tough it out. This guy, he's insane. Like, he shouldn't be doing any of that. So I told him, people are going at him on Twitter like, you need to take it easy, man. You need to take it easy. But he's a tough guy in general. So this isn't like too far out of the realm for him. But we just had lunch earlier today. And he's doing well. I mean, he's not necessarily lifting weights.
Yeah,
right.
But, I mean, the outcome for him was good. And let me tell you, Drew, so if you and I were talking and I was telling you what I thought the best possible outcome for this whole surgical thing could have been.
Right.
And I was being, like, overly optimistic.
Yep.
It's heads and shoulders better than I could have ever. I mean, I could not have gotten a better surgery.
Right.
But I'm still in the window in which things can go wrong.
Sure.
But man, I didn't even think about that.
No, man, you can't.
Nah, I'm just enjoying feeling good, and I don't need as much sleep. I'm up at 5:30 a.m. No coffee.
Man.
Eating things. I had a Coke. Like, that's just, it's just like simple things that I just enjoy that I don't need anything extra. I just wanted to be normal.
Right.
And I just, yeah.
Man, it is unbelievable to see you. It's like when you see someone and you're not expecting to see them, I didn't think we'd see you for like another month or so.
Nah, man. I was trying to, let me tell you, I got voted down by my fiance and my mom and dad. I was gonna surprise you guys at Painting with the Twist.
Oh, that would have been.
I was just going to come in and just say hello and then, you know. And just,
that would have blown our minds.
My mom's like, absolutely not. Yeah. You're not going. You going to twist something? Yeah. I'll twist you. You know, she's just. And it's a weird thing being around my parents for such a length of time as an adult.
Because right.
They live in Tallahassee and I haven't seen them, you know, like this in a long time. And it's like, it's weird how the two of them can come to my house here in St. Pete, take over my house and make it feel like home.
Right.
Like it even smells like home.
Mom's spaghetti.
Mom's spaghetti.
Mom's spaghetti indeed.
That's better awesome, though. I mean, that's probably nice to have when you're kind of stuck at the house and you're there. It might as well feel like as homey as possible.
And plus, my dad doesn't play video games, so I'm wearing him out in Madden. Yeah. Just 57 to nothing. First quarter.
I also saw, have you been doing some dog training in your spare time as well?
Oh, you saw my tweet.
Yeah, I saw Charlie Giggles is shaking.
He shook my hand.
Yeah.
It was a horrible video. The shake was better than it looked in the video. Yeah. But let me tell you something. I've been working on that for 2 years.
Yeah.
And it's the first time this dog ever shook my hand.
He feels bad right now. He's like, damn, this guy's laid up. I might as well do this.
He'll shake, even though I'm not supposed to touch him. And my girl can get him to do it without a treat.
Right.
Ooh.
So, you know, I'm just spending time with the dog.
Yeah. Man, that is awesome.
Bored.
Well, good. I mean, what a great feeling to be bored. And
I had more fun before I had this surgery.
Well, yeah, but I mean, now you're going to live and all that good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and then soon I'll be back on the wagon. So I know you don't drink, Drew, but I think we have to do a night on the town.
I'm down. I'll drink. Just, I drank drank over the weekend.
That's, yeah, there you go. You had a good time?
Oh, yeah.
How does it feel?
It felt good.
What did you in?
I do some rosé. We drank a lot of rosé.
Oh, y'all doing it fancy.
Oh, man. And we had a good time on the date. The Apple a Day party was awesome, and what a cool weekend. And this really, man, this made our Monday a whole lot better.
You were drinking out of the bottle quite a bit, if I remember correctly.
Out of the rosé bottle?
Yeah, no glasses required for you.
You're giving the people the money's worth.
Yeah, I mean, Kelly spent $2,800. She didn't pay that for a civilized version of
Garabo.
She paid that for me being me. A lot of people want to say hello to SBK. We'll start with none other than Meat Main.
What's up? Kev, my dude. Happy belated birthday. Congratulations on the surgery. You sound good, man. You sound real good, dog.
What'd you say about LeBron?
LeBron who? That's a blowout. Watch out.
Okay. Dude, the home team's supposed to win the first two games, man. Yeah. And then we'll go back to Cleveland. It's going to be tied up at two.
And I ain't going to talk about the cheating.
the double dribble. You mean that double dribble?
That was a double dribble.
Kevin Durant. Him.
He's cheating?
No, he is the cheat.
Yeah, hey, it's going to be good. We'll go back and forth on Twitter. But, hey, man, I'm so happy you sound so good, man. And, Drew, you got. That's the oldest trick in the book, man. I used to put Vaseline on the door handle so when they came right in, they turned a faucet on, and then they get it.
Yeah.
Then they get that water.
I did tell Xander that if I go home and there's Saran wrap over the toilet seat, then we're going to have some big-time problems.
He's just getting started.
Dude, he put a hair tie on the sprayer for the sink, so when I turn on the water, it just soaked me.
Oh, man. Did he get you with the table salt yet?
Not yet. Yeah. Someone did say that the salt versus sugar thing's going to happen. Carol, what's up? We got Soul Brother Kevin in the studio making a surprise cameo. What's up?
Hi, this is such a treat for a Monday. SBK, welcome home. It's so good to have you back.
I didn't even know today was Monday.
The days run together when you don't have to work.
What's the difference?
A lot of rest, baby. A lot of rest. So good to hear your voice.
Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Carol.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
It's got to feel good to be plugged into to the real world as opposed to cooped up in the house with your parents.
Oh,
and
man, it's good and bad, but I'm just kind of, now that I have this energy, it's like, what do I do with it? This was the first weekend that I didn't spend Saturday and Sunday in bed all day.
Wow.
I'm just like, you wake up and you feel just as tired as you did before you went to sleep. So now I'm like up and I'm busy. I'm reading books. I'm just like, this book is boring. What is this, the Bible? Screw this guy. What is this, Jesus guy? It's crazy.
There's a lot of begetting going on.
Oh, my God. He came back from the dead. Look at him.
This is probably a selfish question, but you did say your recovery and the surgery and everything went above and beyond in a good way. Has the window of a potential return when you can kind of really go out and lose the mask and be fully healed, is that time frame gone down?
What I'm hearing is you want to know about my wiener.
Yeah, it is.
That's what you want to know.
I heard it gets bigger after a new kidney.
Yeah, it does. It does actually. It gets bigger. But you know, I still have a stent in my bladder, and they have to remove the stent in a couple of weeks, and you figure out how they get it out.
Okay.
Oh.
It doesn't dissolve.
Oh.
Gosh! Yeah.
With like a little thing with a little gotcha on the end of it, and they're looking on the screen, and they go up your thing, and then they grab it, and then they pull it out.
Did they put you down for that?
No, you got to be fully conscious because they need your wiener to cooperate.
My wiener would not want to cooperate with any of that.
No. They put you in Twilight. whatever the hell that is. A bad vampire movie. What is that?
Hey, Nick, what's up? We got Soul Brother Kevin in the studio making a cameo appearance, fresh off his surgery recovery.
I can't believe he's in studio. You make me just cry with emotions. You're a genius. It's amazing. I love you. I can't believe it. I'm so happy that you're healthy and everything's going to work out.
Well, we're hoping.
Yeah, so far so good.
That's the plan. Hey, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I can't wait to see you back in there on full time. I love Drew Garabo, but
you know what?
I love SBK more.
Well, that may be sooner than later.
Thanks, Nick. Appreciate you, dude.
I want to tell you a funny little story.
Yeah.
So, After the surgery, I'm feeling good. I'm high on prednisone, which is a super drug.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Shout out to prednisone. prednisone. You can't chant it, but listen. I was in the zone. My surgeon comes in, and she's like, with her surgical team, everybody was in the operating room. And I said, hey, can I take a picture with you? And she goes, oh, I don't normally do pictures and social media. Maybe when you're getting ready to leave and everything's okay, we'll take a picture. And then she goes, you know what? Let's take a picture. So she comes up to my bed and she goes, I just didn't want you to put something on. She goes, if something doesn't go right, I don't want you to put something on social media like this bitch. And I was just like floored. I was like, what? I was laughing. And then I go, I'd all due respect, I would put this bitch tried. Yeah. She really did. You know, shout out to this bitch who cut me open and made my scar significantly smaller because she has small hands.
Right.
So she was able to get all up in my guts.
Oh, man.
All up in my brisket.
Wow.
And.
When you came out of the surgery, what's the first thing you remember? Like, obviously, it's going to take a while for the anesthesia to wear.
All right. No respect, no disrespect to my redneck constituency.
All right.
But I heard this guy with a very southern accent going off on a repairman who did something wrong at his house. And I'm like, where am I? And I'm freaking out. He's like, I'll tell you what, come down there. You got to go straighten me out. Like, talking like that. And I'm just like, what is going on? And then a nurse came up and go, you're in recovery. Everything's fine. I'm like, who is that man? What is he doing? She's like, oh, he's loud. And then he walked out of the room. That's the first thing I remember.
That's a creepy thing to wake up to.
And then I was told that my mom and my fiance came into recovery. And my mom said that I was obsessed with what they had for lunch.
All right.
And my mom said she had some chicken. And I replied, you had a whole chicken? Can't eat a whole chicken, mama. That's not good. But anyway, that's all I remember. I don't remember anything.
Damn, man, you look great. You sound great. You got an energy to you.
And you know what, man? I'm excited about bringing that energy to the show.
Like, good.
Being able to be, I wasn't at 100%. I don't know if anybody could tell, but I would like to think that people couldn't tell.
Right.
But I'm pretty sure people could tell. But now I feel like Kevin Durant joining the Warriors.
Yeah.
What?
As long as I'm not Steph Curry. We're
no,
good.
No, you're not. No. But we're winning, though.
Yeah.
We're going to win for a long time.
Yeah.
Except Kevin Durant. That's just an analogy for them. They're going to lose.
Exactly.
But we're going to win.
Right. We're going to be the Cleveland Cavaliers from the winning perspective.
Right.
But from the All-Stars perspective, you're Kevin Durant.
Exactly.
Ted, what's up? Welcome to Drew Grabo Live. We got Soul Brother Kevin.
Well, I just wanted to say I'm really glad he's back on the air. And you sound 1,000 times better.
See, this guy said and I suck, see?
It is Teddy. Right. So.
Let me ask you this. Did you get rid of that knot feeling in your stomach, you know, how when everything's going really well, and then suddenly you remember you have a bad kidney, and it kind of gives you that down feeling? It seems to be lifted off you, doesn't it?
It's funny. I can't even remember what it felt like. Someone told me, and it was true. They said, you won't realize how sick you were until you feel better.
Right.
Now
right.
I look back and I go, man, why was I doing 13 miles on a bike?
You sound awesome. You sound so different and so full of life. So
I'm still full
I'm
of
really
it.
I'm
yeah.
glad and I'm really happy for you. And go Seminoles.
Yeah, there awesome. You go.
Thank you, Teddy. You still sound horrible. Appreciate the phone call, bud.
Drew, you know, the first thing I noticed.
What's that?
Here's something that, I mean, it's little things that you notice.
Right.
I sweat now. I didn't sweat before.
No kidding.
No, look, I have sweat now.
Yeah.
It's like I'm back to normal. My body temperature. When have you not seen me in this studio with a hoodie on?
Always.
Bundled up like
always
it's
cold.
95 degrees. I'm freezing.
First time I've seen her in short sleeve in the studio.
I'm sweating. I'm perspiring.
Wow.
I need some deodorant. I'm funky.
You think that might be
brother?
Your kidney now processing the toxins that are in your body and getting rid of them?
It's gotten rid of all of them.
Yeah.
I don't have this horrible taste in my mouth.
Oh, man.
I can't. I recommend it.
Yeah.
Like, even if you don't need one, if you can find one, get it.
Just get a new kidney if
just,
you can.
Just you lose weight. You'll have a... I woke up, all the acne was gone out of my face.
Damn.
Drugs, man. Drugs are winning.
Yeah. Well, good, man. We're super happy for you. And man, alive. Great to see you. Holy.
Oh, man. I'm starting to throw y'all off.
Crap. No, man. This is such a great surprise. I literally had no idea. You knew.
I did know.
You bastard.
Moments before. I did.
Bastard.
Glad you kept the secret.
Well, we got the bow tie pasta in the break room, so help yourself.
Yeah. Can't do that. You know. There's a lot of changes now. You thought I didn't eat listener food.
Right.
I won't eat. I'm not eating anything here. I can't.
Yeah.
I just can't risk it, man.
I know. So you're going to start cooking some barbecue again and eating some barbecue again?
Let's just say I'm back in the game.
All right.
Before I personally will probably embrace mostly a vegan lifestyle. Shout out to all my vegans out there.
Right.
All my veggie gangsters.
Yeah.
I have a friend, Ray. Ray's vegan soul food. He can hook you up.
Okay.
He's amazing.
All right, very good.
Because we were just talking barbecue.
That's interesting. What type of vegan soul food does he put together?
He makes vegan mac and cheese. Mm-hmm. He makes collards, tempeh, like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like a lettuce wrap thing. Mm. All of his stuff. He was at my St. Pete Healthy Lifestyles, the first one. Mm. And I tried everything he had. Phenomenal.
You can do vegan barbecue ribs that would fool you.
Ray will fool you.
These guys know what they're doing, I'm telling you. Any guy tell you he's doing vegan barbecue professionally, he's doing it,
yeah.
It's on point.
All right.
It's got to be.
Well, listen, man, thank you for coming in here and doing a run-in, dude. It was really good to see you. You look great.
Sanitize myself. Look, I sanitize on the way in and
yeah,
out.
Yeah, well, I don't blame you one bit, man. Keep away from those germs. People are scary.
Drew, when is your checkup?
June 20th, my
June
good man.
June 20th,
June
yes.
20th, which is 15 days from today.
So just like I tell Drew, a lot of my medical problems could have been avoided if I would have done an annual physical.
Yep.
And fellas, I know we're afraid of the doctor, afraid of some uncomfortable things that may happen, but he can't save your life. You might as well do it. And that is my advice to anyone.
Yeah, that's why I'm doing it, because Soul Brother Kevin, the lesson that he taught, I would not have made the appointment had this not happened. So
now, John, you keep slamming them 7x7s. You're a young, strong man.
Yeah, I'm good.
You don't need this crap, man.
I'm not young.
Thank you. Forever.
Well, SBK, thank you, man. You look fantastic.
Thanks, man. I feel great.
An honor to have you here, and we'll come back. This is What's Good with Garabo, so we'll run through some stories on Run the Jewels next.
Woo.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.